Working with Children. Roger Sessions describes, quote, this primitive musical feeling as it guards against critical and cautious attitudes that accompany sophistication. He feels that the cerebral approach interferes with the musical response and that the subconscious is the vitalizing source. We cannot avoid the cerebral approach in learning, however, but we can counteract it by balancing it with the opportunity to be creative. Improvisation allows for the interaction between creativity and the acquisition of knowledge and development of skills. One of the activities the children liked most was to play orchestra. Some sat at various instruments, and some played little instruments such as xylophone, fun piano, lyre, dulcimer, triangle, small drums, castanets. And it enriched the children's listening with exposure to various timbres. Each child had their turn to be the conductor, and they all enjoyed exercising control, when to start or stop, when to get louder, softer, slower, faster, at their whim. These sessions were always recorded. The improvisations in ensemble took greater variety as students learned to listen to one another and began to respond to each other's expressions. They might start by imitating a rhythm that stood out or by picking up on the mood of another player. At times, they all seemed to have joined in spirit, and their music had a sound of unity, as though there had been a previous agreement to its direction. Tom Johnson's imaginary music consists of 104 pictures comprised of all kinds of notes in different arrangements and designs with musically suggestive titles. The students read the implications of the pictures and translated the designs into musical sounds. Nature also serves as a source of inspiration. Like the midnight song of a mockingbird, the children can try to imitate it in some of their improvisations. Various games can be set up to the student to teach the students intervals, to learn to write notes, and to help develop reading by direction and pattern. Placing a sheet of paper, tracing paper, over a piece of music and skips were marked as dashes, the student could tell the difference between a phrase that moved by step and one that moved by skip. Once this transparent sheet with directional marks was removed, it served as a very general roadmap for the student to follow in an improvisation. Improvisations can become a valuable source for teaching. An interesting rhythmic pattern can be taken from one of the improvs and written out, and the fact that the study is derived from their own piece deepens the student's interest and enhances their understanding. A wonderful way to solidify their understanding at this point is to have the students teach the piece to another student. Creating instruments can be surprisingly rewarding. For example, by using pieces of chopped wood and small branches, you can wrap rubber bands of various lengths and thicknesses and create lyres, and then improvise upon these instruments. The children now seem to feel that the musical experience belongs to them. They haven't been burdened with having to learn prescribed skills before they could be rewarded with music making. They've learned nuances in their playing, and they're able to play tunes by ear, and they can recognize intervals, and they feel no self-consciousness about using their creativity. His own musical material provides ample opportunity to define shapes and patterns found within it. This approach makes for a happy beginning and can help keep the whole experience joyful as he makes his way to repertoire that will further enhance a lasting love for music. He will feel that music belongs as much to him as to all the composers whose works he will be devoting so much time and attention to in the years to come. With improvisation as a companion to his total learning experience, and by keeping it alive through all the years of study and beyond, music will be more fulfilling throughout his life.